5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, hello, hello. It's July the 20th. It's show 920. I'm Math. And over there, in Prestatyn, is the always awesome Lee.
Hello.
Hello. Now, I've already decided this show is actually called The One with the Heatwave because I don't know about you, but I was quite hot yesterday and the day before.
Yeah, I was quite hot. I've cooled down today.
It is cooler today, but I'm suffering from a lack of sleep. And yesterday I was having a snooze on the kitchen floor in the evening.
Oh,
it was that one.
Roxy does that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. She's very wise.
Very wise.
Because those tiles were the only way I could get cool yesterday.
Well, I've taken to sleeping naked, right?
As an image.
And having no covers over me. Never done that before.
Oh,
normally,
yep.
Naked under the covers is fine. But naked on the pair of us.
Starfish.
Just literally naked, no covers.
Yeah, I would have just thought that was a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
And what night was it? Two nights ago. When we're naked or otherwise engaged, we shut our front door. And that's an unwritten message to the kids. Enter. At your peril.
At your own risk.
Yeah.
Do you put a sock on the handle?
Oh, no. And I keep all the socks in the bedroom. So because we got the bathroom window open and we got a breeze coming through the bathroom window across the landing into our bedroom, so the door was slightly ajar.
Right.
So the children don't realise our state.
Did they get a shock?
State of undress.
Mm.
Not as much as I did, to be honest with you.
Right, right.
Yeah.
This is a new levels of family togetherness.
And you'd kind of think that, you know, a 14-year-old would be like, oh, sorry, I'll come back after. Oh, no. Wants to have a conversation.
Just came in
chatting. Oh, God, it's so hot, isn't it? I can't sleep. Can you sleep? I'm watching something on my phone, so it's not as if it's pitch black. You know, there is some illumination, and I'm like...
So you couldn't get your hands down to do some cupping motions?
No, I literally put my iPhone...
Put your phone over.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good job you've got an iPhone Max.
I need to get one. No, the Mini is fine, honestly. So, yeah, that was quite a shock.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. She didn't have a phone on her. You're not going to end up on her TikTok, are you?
It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise
Naked
me.
Naked dad TikTok.
Oh, God. I would... Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, we don't have that problem. All naked all the time.
I don't think I'll have that problem again. I mean, the problem with her coming in and seeing me in the all together is she obviously is going to realise now that Nettie married me for me money. Oh, dear. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the first night, Monday night, I was like 1 o'clock in the morning. Our bedroom was like an oven. It was just, the fan was just circulating hot air.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't, I can't cope. And I went downstairs and I pulled all the sofa cushions off the sofa and just bedded down in the front room. So.
Yes, most uncomfortable.
Yeah. So, yeah, there we go. And I can't imagine these are the last days of 40 degrees in our future. I think we're going to have, it's going to be worth investing in some cooling technology.
Mm. Like a fan.
Something a bit more robust.
Oh, an air conditioning unit.
Oh. I don't know how would I would have survived in the studio for the past couple of days without my air conditioning unit, which then had to be taken up for Reese to use in his bedroom because he has a house where he has a house. No, he has a room at the moment. Yes, just a room.
In a house.
And the sun beats through his window from about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm fairly certain he has the hottest room in the house in the evening.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
I mean, our house looks like we've, you know, a member of the family's died at the moment because all the curtains are closed.
Yeah.
They don't do that so much these days, do they? When people die, they used to close the curtains.
Right.
And now they don't do that as a mark of respect. Anyway.
Okay.
Either everybody's really hot in my street or half my neighbours have died. I'm not sure which.
Well, I believe it only killed 13 people, so the chances of them all being on your street...
is quite remote, yeah.
It's remote, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so there we go. So so other than super heated temperatures, how's your week been?
All right. This week I've asked so many people what LGBTQ stands for. And do you know what? So far I haven't had a straight answer. Oh dear me! Oh, sorry. I'll tell you what, though, a jumper that I purchased was picking up static electricity, so I returned it to the shop, and they gave me another one free of charge. Oh dear! That's it. I'm done.
Okay. Yeah. You look like you might have had another one.
Well, I've been getting I've been getting these little messages from my Uncle Stuart as well, who loves dad jokes. But just see if I can find one that he sent me the other day. We've got a bit of a challenge going. Who can come out with the best dad joke?
Who's judging it?
Good question. So I sent in these. As a Brit, it makes me so sad to see that nothing is made in the UK anymore. I've just bought this new TV and it says built-in antenna. I don't even know where that is. I put my old car into reverse the other day. Man, that took me back. I've accidentally swallowed some Scrabble tiles. My next visit to the toilet could spell disaster. I've just started the Adamant diet.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you ever. That's the best one, isn't it? That is the best one.
It is. For people of a certain age,
yeah,
who know who Adamant is.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, another one. Just come in. I know it's hot, but the next person that asked me for a pineapple juice, a cranberry juice, and some lemonade with a slice of orange, all in the same glass, is going to get a punch. Oh, God, getting worse. I was rear-ended in my car by an ice cream van. I'm now suffering from Mr. Whiplash.
Beth liked that one.
Hey.
Oh dear.
So yeah.
Okay.
That's my week so far.
Just summed up in those jokes. That's
Stay
it.
Stay tuned.
That's my week.
Stay tuned.
Oh dear. Right then, in that case, do you want to hit the emergency questions button?
Yeah.
Let's have some emergency questions. Math, over to you.
Okay. Right. So this question, when I copy and pasted this question in to the show notes, I could only think of two places. So I'm hoping you guys, you piss heads, will have a better idea. If you could have a drink at a fictional bar, where would you choose?
Cheers.
That's one of the only ones that popped into my head. There's got to be better ones, though, surely.
Dover's Return.
Oh, yeah. Queen Vic.
Queen Vic.
Yeah, you've run the risk of being in trouble there, though, don't you? Both those things have a high generation of trouble. High generation? Oh, my brain's gone, I tell you. The one with Guinan. You're 10 forward.
What about that cantina in Star Wars?
Yeah, the Mos Eisley cantina. Yeah.
The Nag's Head.
Where do they drink in Harry Potter? Ooh, is that the three cauldrons? The leaky cauldron, three broomsticks, I think, is the other one, isn't it?
Aren't they a bit too young to be drinking, though?
They drink butter beer.
Ah, this is butter beer. Yes.
This butter beer.
Yeah, that's Nag's right. Head, another one, Nag's Head.
That's the only Fools and Horses pub?
Yeah, or that wine bar where Del fell through the thingy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Moe's from The Simpsons.
Oh, Moe's, yeah. Great answer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have actually drunk a drink in Moe's Tavern.
Have you?
Yes. At Universal Studios, where they've recreated The Simpsons.
Cool. Oh, Cocktails and Dreams.
Cocktails and Dreams.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
World's End.
Oh, Tamara's going, what's that movie with Simon Pegg? Where do we start?
The Winchester, yeah, good one.
Yeah. Bit of a boring, that's more of a real pub, isn't it? It's a bit boring, that one. Lee could say the same thing about the Cheers pub, really. It's only got people sat talking. In it. Ooh, does the restaurant at the end of the universe count because it's a restaurant, not a bar?
No.
Okay. Just saying.
Wasn't the question. Listen to the question. Read the question again for Tamara, just so she understands what we're trying to do here. Bless her. Was that
okay? Sorry. Well, I think we've got a whole bunch of places. I'm sure we've forgotten some. So, but yes, I would pick one of those ones.
Yeah.
And if it makes Tamara feel any better, I did think of the restaurant at the end of the universe earlier and then dismissed it because it's a restaurant. But I did think the same thing. That helped. Okay. Next question.
I serve drinks in my house. Does that make my house a bar? Does it?
No, it doesn't. Do they pay for the drinks?
Well, not anymore. Once I started charging them.
Not with cash.
No.
Okay, question number two. What do you think is the greatest invention in your lifetime and why? So many to choose from because a lot's happened in the past 50 years. Technology moves on apace.
Dyson Airblade.
Oh, okay.
I went to this, allegedly, it's the smallest bar in Wales. And I think it's in, do you know what? I don't even know where it is. I was driven there.
Oh, but you were there.
I was there. I was driven there. It could be, is it Carnarvon? Could be. Anyway.
Beth's nodding her head. Yes, it is.
And I was.
If it's beer related, she knows.
I've been to a wedding this week because Lynette's brother Paul got married on Monday.
Right.
So we went to the wedding. And we had a few drinks. Me and Josh, it was stiflingly hot. And I got my suit out the night before.
Right.
My shirt, my tie. And on the day of the wedding, I was like, there's absolutely not a cat in hell's chance I'm wearing that today. So I went in shorts. Looked a right scruff bag. So I wanted to...
But you were comfortable.
I was very comfortable. I wanted to spend as least amount of time as I could within the wedding party because I'm sure... I'd have like sideways glances. Oh, could have made an effort. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't that type of people anyway, so it was okay. But me and Josh had a couple of pints before the wedding. And we were drinking. I don't know what it was we were drinking, but it made us giggly. I think it's because we hadn't eaten.
Right.
And we had a quiet. It was in a registry office, but the registry office looked like something where you'd have the G8 summit. It was like all the chairs and tables were tiered, and opposite every, when you sat down, you literally, every chair had a microphone in front of it. You'd expect like little name tags.
Oh, right.
Sweden, Russia, you know, America, that kind of thing. Very, very, yeah. Very strange. So we were very giggly. And when the registrar said, "So does anyone here present object?" I leaned forward to the thing. And I'm glad the microphone wasn't working. And yeah, I do. No, nobody heard me, which was good, really.
Oh, what if it had been on?
Oh, I know.
Oh, God, that bloke in shorts. Look what he's doing now.
Scumbag.
Bloody brother-in-law.
And the thing is, Josh made a funny, and I mean, weddings are emotional anyway, but I was crying for all the wrong reasons. Because Lynette's brother's been married. This is his third time. He loves wedding cake.
Oh, wow.
Loves wedding cake.
Right.
And Josh made a reference to the episode of Friends where Ross is getting married and he says Rachel's name at the... And Josh, when the registrar got to that bit, do you, Paul, Edward Hamer, take Karen and Marubi? And then he started repeating. Josh said... Josh mentioned his ex-wife, and I was just creased up, absolutely creased up. And I think it was the lager that we drank. I literally had two pints of this lager, but we went back afterwards. There's a moral to this.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, so we went back. So we had about another 45-minute drive to the reception. So it was me, Josh, Hannah, Naomi, Lynette. We went back to this bar, and we had another two or three pints. And it was good. It was really, really good. Nothing to eat. But this is why I mentioned a Dyson Airblade, because not only was it the smallest bar in Wales, it was the smallest toilet in Wales. So I'm literally having to virtually sit on the sink while I'm having a wee. And you turn around too quickly and, you know, your todger's right over a Dyson Airblade. I don't know whether you've ever done
it. Okay.
It's a lovely feeling. It really is a lovely feeling. So that's the reason why I'm going to say it's the greatest invention in my lifetime.
Oh, okay.
I'm considering getting one, to be honest with you. It's fabulous.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Beth picked the green screen.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.